Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Morena Wairapa, kia ora tātou and welcome to our weekly program Energise Yourself, an Arrow FM 92.7 New Zealand On Air initiative. The purpose of this program, folks, is to bring you local people who are involved in sport and recreation and health and wellbeing and fitness and exercise and all parts in and around that, with the purpose of encouraging listeners to get active. Remembering that everybody can move something and motion changes emotion. So my name's Alex, I'm the host, as you will know by now, and our guest this morning is a very, very vivacious and energetic and ambitious young lady. Bella Spencer is a fledgling, we'll call her, PT instructor, has been involved in the fitness industry for the last year, earning a living that way, is very, very interested in women's health, and has just shared a really, really neat quote with me that says, "Women are not small men." So I'll take that on board. She has ambitions for her business and tells her story way, way better than I do. So good morning, Bella.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Cool. You're welcome. Hey, look, just to start the ball rolling, why don't we go back to your early years when you were at college and the rest of it, and what got you interested in just movement and how you went about it as a younger person?
Yeah. So I've danced my whole life. I danced for about 15 years. I'd say I started when I was 2.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah. So quite a long time. That's finished up recently. Yeah. I just did that through school in Greytown as well, locally.
Yes.
And then I just played netball throughout school. Wasn't a focus, but it just kept me moving because I didn't want to do nothing.
Yeah.
And then it was in COVID, during COVID, when we were all stuck at home, I decided I wanted a six-pack, pretty much.
Cool, that's a good ambition.
Well, I thought there's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
So I focused on that, and I followed, workouts on an app from home.
Yes.
And then as soon as I was old enough to go into the community gym in Greytown, I just got in there and started messing around with the weights.
Yes.
At that point, I'd say my goals were body focused. I was always told I was really skinny. It eventually got to me.
Yes.
And I just started lifting the weights and then fell in love with getting stronger and building muscle.
Yeah.
It was cool to see what my body could do.
Yeah. It's not a sad thing, but it is strange about our society, particularly around young ladies, how, they're either ostracized for being too fat. You know, when I say young, sort of your college age and under, or being too skinny, and we need to get that health picture out there, which is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Cool.
I was told I was quite underweight, looking back now I was, but it gets hard hearing it every day.
Yeah, sure. But everything that you were doing, in your life at that time, what you were eating and all the rest of it was healthy.
I never stopped eating.
Yeah.
I was just very active, so it was quite hard to
take that message on board.
Yeah, because I felt like I was just doing everything fine.
So if there's, we're heading into the Christmas break and school holidays, and there might be some young ladies sitting at home listening to the program or will be encouraged to go and search it out, what sort of suggestions or advice would you offer them?
To do with the Christmas break,
have
fun and eat food, regardless of what people say. I think that's probably my biggest message that I can put out in terms of that Christmas time, because you can't restrict yourself.
Yeah.
And if people are telling you you're one way or the other, you have to figure out how you feel and go from there.
Yeah.
But you got to have fun. You've got to eat.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Cool. So moving into your own health and fitness journey.
Yep.
So there you were in Greytown, 15, 16-year-olds working on, and then you got really, really interested in strength. So yes. Where did that all lead you to?
So once I realised that I could actually lift some decent weight,
yes.
I guess it helped with my dance.
Yes.
And then from there, it just skyrocketed. I just kept getting stronger and stronger. It eventually built me enough. Once I learnt the form and everything, I actually grew a lot of confidence, and I was able to transition into a better gym, like Strength Nation, where I absolutely love training now.
Yeah.
And I did my first lifting comp. It was beginner, but like I wouldn't have done that a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And it's completely changed who I am. Yeah. I would never have lifted like that in front of a crowd.
Yeah.
I'd say that's been the biggest win from strength training.
Yeah. So there was overcoming the nervousness and being judged by people and all that sort of stuff.
General gym anxiety, which I think everyone gets, especially when you're new.
Yeah.
Overcoming that was the best thing I ever did, because now I PT people in the gym.
I can
walk into a gym and feel confident.
So how did you, what were your mental, I'm fascinated by people's mental processes around exercise. What were yours? What sort of?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I definitely reached out for help. I asked a PT for help to show me things. Going in with my friends was a big one.
Yes.
That was helpful to an extent, but I do like to figure things out on my own. So for me, I just kept doing it.
Yeah.
I would show up at 6 a.m. When I was like 15, 16.
Yeah.
And then
that's dedication.
If there was more than one person there, I would go home.
Yeah.
And I just kept trying and trying.
Wow.
One day I just went in, did it, and realized it was fine.
Yeah.
It's completely fine.
Yeah.
You just got to, my advice is you just got to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And if you need a PT to get you going, then do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the anxiety is emotional in a lot of cases, and we take it on board. You know, it's a feeling.
Yeah.
And it just then it gets into our heads, our thoughts, and
it just blocks you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what Bella did, folks, was just keep going.
Yeah.
You just heard how she walked away a few times. Yeah.
If
but
you want it, you'll keep showing up.
Yeah. Brilliant. So, you're going to be building your business, PT business, out of Strength Nation in Carterton.
Yes.
Yep. Cool. Yep. Encouraging young people, particularly young ladies, to go and train there. What sort of?
Any ages.
Yep.
Any gender.
Yeah.
I do have that focus on women's health.
Yes.
But I'd love to get anyone into the gym.
Yep.
Whoever I can.
Yeah. Cool. And you got your qualifications, because that's always in the back of people's minds. Well, you know, who are you? You know, what have you done? Heard that before?
Yes.
So how would you answer that? How would you get that across to our listeners?
I've got my level 4 and level 5 in PT, but I am a big nerd. I'm an ongoing learner.
Great.
So I've done like a pre and postpartum course. I'm currently doing another one on that.
Yes.
Doing like a mobility course. I've done boxing with Shane Cameron.
Yes.
Gosh, I've forgotten. I've done like Olympic weightlifting, stretching, all that sort of stuff. So I've got a lot of other courses in the background that have taught me heaps too.
So women of any ages, you're keen on motivating and being a conduit for them to improve their health and their lives.
Yes.
So if someone came to you tomorrow, let's just say a mum, you know, with a couple of little children at home, and who hasn't exercised for 5 or 6 or 7 or longer, perhaps, years, and said, "Hey, I've heard about you, Bella. Let's do something."
Mm-hmm.
Where would you take them?
Always start with a consult.
Yeah.
Because she's had children, I go really in depth and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Because there's so many factors to your training, and so many changes to your body once you've had children.
Yeah.
So just, it would literally start with a very in-depth conversation about the birth. yeah, if she's been 5 years, she's not fragile. That's one thing that mum should know, you're not fragile.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just a really in-depth conversation and then work out from there what they want to do. If they want to train in the gym, we can do that. If they want to meet in the park, if they want online training, I do whatever works for them.
So you're just fitting in into their lifestyle, to make it all work. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
I'm all about making it work for you.
Yeah.
Take a holistic approach.
Brilliant. And so what about your own ambitions?
Oh, business-wise or
both. Yes. So let's talk business, right?
Okay. Yep. I want to be the go-to PT for women's health.
Yes.
I want to be the go-to PT anyway. That'd be amazing because I'll train anyone and everyone.
Yes.
But for menopausal ladies or pre- and postpartum ladies, I want to be the go-to. For even young girls who want to learn how to train to their menstrual cycle, I want to be the go-to.
That's huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's something that...
It changed my training once I realised how... female's body works.
Yes.
So I want to be able to help others in that way.
Brilliant. And in your own athletic ambitions, what would they be?
I want to be stronger than I was the day before.
Brilliant.
So I want to maintain that strength because I've seen it in everyday life, just lifting things.
Yes.
Maintain a pain-free back because I've been dealing on and off with that.
Yeah.
And then, like I said earlier, I kind of want to get into a bit of boxing and kickboxing.
Yes, cool.
Just to try something new.
Yeah, you'll find a place for that.
Yes,
There's plenty of gyms around that offer both of those.
Yeah.
We had Lawrence Titter from the Wairarapa Boxing Academy on the show last week. So, you know, there's plenty of places about. Good on you. So... And talking about case studies and talking about what results people are interested in. Well, if I come along with you to be to have you train me, what's the likelihood of you getting me a result? So tell us about a couple of those.
Okay, I love this because this is what makes my job amazing.
Yep.
I love seeing all the client wins. So for the very fast run through of these ones, I've got people who started with me lifting a 6 kg dumbbell, like pressing it above their chest.
Yes.
Now they're using 14s.
Yes.
I had a lady who hers was strength focused, and we were focusing on 3 lifts, and she may have started around like 20 kg on some of them, and now she's up to 80.
Wow.
For example, her hip thrust was at like 40, now she's doing 180.
Yeah.
So big strength goals. Yeah.
Wow.
I had a young girl, 17, who wanted to join the army and she needed to get push-ups.
Yes.
And I was absolutely thrilled when I saw her do her first one.
Yeah.
But the most rewarding case study I've had is I have a possibly 40-year-old man. I'm not 100% on his age.
Yeah.
But he came to me for weight loss and I soon realized that's got to go on hold.
Yeah.
Because he was living with excruciating hip pain every day.
Yep.
For as long as he could remember. So I went to the drawing board because I hadn't had much experience in that yet. Came with a plan, and then I got an email saying he'd been 72 hours pain-free.
Wow.
That just put a smile on my face for like 4 days.
Yep.
I was so happy.
Yeah.
And now he's at a stage where we're managing the pain and it's not bad every day.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have clients who come to me for weight loss who have seen that. I've seen progress photo changes, but I'd say a lot of my clients are strength focused.
Yeah. So the two things can run in tandem too, can't they? Weight loss and strength.
100%. You can use weights to lose weight.
Yeah. What do you think in your observations so far that the main benefit of strength training for women is? What is the main benefit?
The feedback that I've had from clients is how it makes them feel.
Yep.
I would say mental health benefits.
Yeah.
Especially people who are busy, full on with family.
Yeah.
I would definitely say it's the mental health benefits that they've given me the feedback on.
Yeah.
But I've also seen how more confident they've got.
Yep.
By lifting weights and seeing that they've gotten stronger.
Cool. And in terms of getting that feeling, How long do you think it takes, you know, the average person who maybe let's, you know, put the scenario that it's someone who hasn't exercised for a number of years and they come to you. How long do you think it is before they start, you know, the people that you've just been talking about, before they start to sort of go bristle a bit and, oh, you know, I've gone from 10 kgs to 20, oh, you know?
For somebody who's completely new or been away for a while, you get this thing called newbie gains.
Yes.
And you see quite a lot of progress fast. I mean, everyone's different, but I'd say within a couple months, they can be feeling really good compared to where they started.
Yeah.
It's kind of after you get into it that you kind of plateau and then you've got to change things.
Yes.
But I would say it wouldn't take too long.
Yeah.
And for the mental side of things, it can. I've had some people after one session just be like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so rewarding to see.
Yeah. And what about older people? So what about us group that are, you know, over 60?
Yep. There's another case study.
Oh, go for it.
I've got the worst memory. I have to look at ages.
That's okay.
I think she was in her 60s. Two knee replacements.
Yes.
Couldn't kneel.
Yes.
I have a video of her on my phone kneeling on the ground. Wow. On hard ground.
Yeah. Wow.
That just goes to show, like, that's something she couldn't do. Couldn't look under the bed if something dropped under there.
Yeah.
Now she can.
Yeah. And you helped her through, you helped her navigate through all of that. How many times a week was she required to?
It was once a week for an hour.
Really?
Yep. And it was it was building strength in the legs.
Yes.
And then, like, exercise, it doesn't have to be getting on a machine or doing some bicep curls to get that. Mine was literally just getting her down onto the ground and standing back up again.
Yes.
That was one of the exercises. Yeah. And then there was a mat under her knees. Eventually we moved that away.
Yes.
I have had another older male, and we were talking about balance earlier.
Yes.
In between sets, get him to stand on one leg to maintain that balance. Things like that.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, for someone who's in their 70s, that balance thing, it's real, you know, and you don't enjoy it, you know, so you do have to work at it. Cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. So how are you enjoying this? Is this all right? Not too nervous?
No, I'm fine now. Yeah, Once I start talking, I can't shut up. So.
good. So tell us, let's just explore, just so that people get the full story and transparency. So you've mentioned you've got a little bit of a back issue.
Yes.
So how long have you managed that? When did it first sort of rear its head?
I would say it started when I was like 15, 16, just from dance. I was always, like I said, the super light and skinny one.
Yes.
So I was the one getting launched in the air.
Yes.
In all these lifts. So I dealt with a lot of lower back pain.
Yeah.
And then when I did that first lifting competition, because I was still quite a beginner, my form was off. I watched the video and I was like, Bella, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And that just kind of pulled something.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of been reoccurring, but I've worked a lot on my breath work and engaging my core.
Yes.
That's helped hugely.
Yes.
Recently, I just kind of pulled in a different spot.
Yeah.
But I forced myself to listen to the physio.
Yeah.
Did everything he said. And dialed back my training and just managing it. It's just been an off and on issue.
Yeah. Cool. So if you're picking up on that, folks, you know, here's a young lady that's got an issue and with her back and is solving the problem. Hasn't gone, well, I've got this bad back, I can't do anything. Has gone, no, I'll get some workarounds here.
Yeah.
And that's very important too when we look long term at our health, because you know, it can be inconvenient this year and be absolutely marvellous the following year if we keep at it.
If you stick at it. Absolutely. These past 2 weeks I've been training a girl my age, and we actually found out she sprained her back, which it's weird to think about, but that's what's happened. And all we did for those 2 weeks was do what we could and just monitor that pain.
Yeah.
And I guess I just wanted to mention that because if you can do something safely, in the meantime, just do it.
Cool. No, that's extremely professional and well thought through. Yeah. So, and you mentioned form a couple of times. You know, i.e., technique, as the oldies would call it.
Yes, yeah? Technique. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your view on that when it comes to people starting in the gym in particular?
Oh, it's the main focus.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have the right technique, the chances are you're going to end up injuring yourself.
Yeah.
If you're getting real specific and wanting to feel the movement in certain places,
yes.
If the technique's not there, there's a big chance you're not actually going to work those muscles.
Yeah.
I just think it's super important injury-wise.
Yes.
I've experienced that myself.
Yeah, sure. So getting, for newbies... starting in the gym or an exercise program, start taking small steps to start with, you mentioned.
Yeah. Yes, definitely small steps. I don't think it's easy to change your whole lifestyle at once. If you weren't doing anything and you told yourself you're going on this diet, going to work out 6 days a week and do this that you don't know anything about, chances are you're going to last a week.
Yeah.
So I just... tell people let's make three small goals to get to where we're going to be. If I've got somebody who's got a big nutrition goal, I can't do too much nutrition stuff because that's the next qualification I want to get.
Yeah, cool.
But we'll make small goals, and they might literally be eat three meals a day.
Yeah.
If they're not doing that, have protein in those meals. But I also do those smaller goals with exercise as well. Even if it's just getting one 30-minute walk a week, it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Great advice. So staying with the women are not small men, quote.
Yeah.
And you mentioned menopause and working with ladies through that.
Yes.
So tell us a bit about, your experiences there. And.
I love this.
Yes.
The whole menopause topic.
Yeah.
I think it's so... it's fascinating but also frustrating for the women who are going through it.
Yeah.
What's happening. I've had a couple of perimenopausal ladies. The thing they've benefited most from was strength training.
Yes.
That's my focus with them. Of course, it's depending what they're after.
Yeah.
But generally building that strength because that's what they're losing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love that whole space.
Yeah, yeah, cool. And you've got a couple of clients that you're working with at the moment?
Yes,
a
couple.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yes.
And is the most difficult part of the engagement of for a personal trainer, is it getting people to the gym or do you go to them or what's the sort of...
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I'm available face-to-face, also online training.
Yes.
If people don't want to come into a physical gym, if I've got some people I've trained in the park because I have some equipment.
Yes.
I also run boot camps in Greytown.
Yeah, cool.
So I've got people who come to them.
Come on, Greytown people, ladies, get out there.
$10. I think what holds a lot of people back is getting in, like if they want to go to a gym, it's actually getting in there because of that gym anxiety, things like that.
So
I try to make it comfortable and have fun.
Cool. And is the whole social media thing, you have a Facebook page?
I do use Facebook, but my main marketing is on Instagram.
Yes.
That's kind of where I post everything.
Yes.
Bit of tips, bit of my own training, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, cool.
I'm so bad at social media.
Yeah.
So
well,
don't count on it being amazing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that, as an oldie, I don't know that's a benefit anyway, social media, because I quite often look at stuff on Instagram and man, it's so deep and wide. And it happens, there's so much of it that you sort of go, I've got fatigue, I need to turn this thing off. Yeah. No, good.
Yeah, no.
Good.
I would say I've got a lot of people, a lot of clients from there.
But yeah, good.
I'm just not that tech savvy, which you think I would be for my age.
Yeah, no. Look, that's totally understandable. Cool. So, looking ahead, then let's say where do you see your business and you as a young healthy person in 5 years' time?
Well, I think
where are we going?
This stage, I'll still be in the Wairarapa.
Yes,
I like it here.
Yeah,
love it here.
Yeah.
and I hope to still be working out of Strength Nation.
Yeah, brilliant.
I'd love to grow my online training as well, because I train some people that I've never met before.
Really?
Yeah, never met in person.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
So that's really awesome, and half of them train at home too.
Yeah.
So I just want to be, have lots of availability.
Yes.
And like I said earlier, just the go-to for women's health would be amazing.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, and I'd love to be given more opportunities like this to speak to people, because I think that's amazing.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Okay, well, hopefully we can encourage people to listen to this program and listen to you.
I'll post it up on the Instagram.
Absolutely. yeah, absolutely. So, so just to finish off then, people can get in touch with you how, if they wanted to?
So either on Instagram, it's just Bella Spencer PT, or I've got my email and my phone number.
Yeah, on there. Cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's, do you need that? Or?
Yeah. Oh, no. Nah.
It's on the Instagram.
If it's on the social media, then that's cool.
Yeah. Well, that's all on there.
Yeah. So thanks so much, Bella. It's really cool to see a young person that's thought through this whole health and exercise thing and is making a start and doing really, really well. So keep at it.
Thank you.
And listeners out there, get in touch with Bella. She has the expertise and the runs on the board and can help you make some changes if you want to. After all, this is the season of making goals, and we all know that depending on what you read, that probably by the end of January, the goal you set on New Year's Eve, you will have not done anything about. So do something about it. Get in touch with Bella or any of our people on Energize Yourself. There's a whole group of them. And let's get the Wairarapa healthier in 2025 than it has been so far. So thanks very much for listening.